a lot of times we're asked how to be mindful in different settings. So we've got Allie and Kit here. Hey, Kit.
Hey.
So how to be mindful, whether you're at work or at a party, you know, busy. What do you think?
Or at home.
At home, just busy, yeah.
Sometimes I think it's important to, number one, after you've checked in with yourself and decided, yes, I'm actually hungry and this is what I want and what I feel I need, and I've thought about balance to my meals or the nutritional component, is to say, how do I want to feel when I'm eating this? Because the setting plays a huge part in your enjoyment and ultimately your satisfaction with what you just ate.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? So if you've got the cluttered, messy desk with stuff that's due in a half an hour and, you know, just junk everywhere, you're not going to feel the same satisfaction from that meal. You're going to scarf it down faster. Research shows that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the cluttered kitchen thing.
Yeah, no. Like, if you're around chaos, you're going to eat like chaos.
So the setting, I think, is super important. I think, you know, make it as peaceful as you can. Maybe that means eating with a friend. Maybe it means not eating with a friend. Maybe mm-hmm. it means not going to the corporate cafeteria, or just finding your peaceful spot. So I think that is helpful.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that when it comes to social settings or times when, you know, ideally we always say, like, don't have the TV on, don't have distractions. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest, there's distractions around all the time.
Right.
And or maybe you're in a place where you're just trying to enjoy and just be in the moment. And I think that it is actually not hard to eat mindfully in those moments when you just do a few things to make it easy for yourself. The first is try never to eat directly out of a bag, box, or bowl. I mean, just grab a napkin, for God's sakes, and put your chips on there if you're having some chips and salsa. You know, just anything to avoid going directly out of the bowl. Because just in that brief moment, you make a mind-body connection with how mm-hmm. much is on that. Mm-hmm. And then you might be able to say, if you cared to say, which many of us probably don't when we're enjoying, you know, a company or whatever, you may be able to at least say to yourself if you wanted, wow, I had 4 napkinfuls of chips. Okay. You know, versus right. who knows how many. Right. So just maybe putting your stuff on a plate or somehow pre-screening it and then mm-hmm. saying, I've done that, now let me fully engage, because we all do need to enjoy.
It's the eating standing up goes along with that too. You know, my husband eats standing up a lot, and I'm always like, would you just please sit down and enjoy?
Yeah,
enjoy this.
And
I
be
made
more
it.
Present. Yeah.
Or even if it's your morning whey shake, sit down. It registers more
with you. Yeah, I agree.
So those are some things that you can do to be more mindful, sort of instantly, no matter where you are.
Right.
Anything else you can think of?
No, I think those are great tips for being in the moment.
Okay.